Let's begin. I want to thank Jeff Weinberg and the Chevron Meridian and all the Parnassim. We're on page Reshut Ches, Reach, in this edition, Kuf Tzadik Beis. It's a hard parak, but it's a very good parak, a very important parak. How to come into his bardus in an honest way. And an honest way sometimes hurts when we're being honest about ourselves and honest what it is that we've been through. And being able to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for things in life that are not particularly great. And that's not easy. It's one thing to be strong in our emunah and to believe in Hashem and to try to believe that this is ultimately for our good. But to thank Hashem, Oid Hashem, ki enough to be like Dodo Mel said, I want to thank you for beating me up. That's hard. Oid ha ki enough to be is very hard. It's Madrega, Dodo Mel says such things. And it's hard. But it's a huge opening into his bardus and to a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're learning about. So on Reishit Ches on top, Yesh Gam Lahodes LaHashem Al Hatzar or HaYisurim Shem Elu Shagarmu Lolovo V'Lishpach Sicha Lefnei Hashem. I was just talking to somebody about this today, who's going through a difficult situation, and he was telling me that even though it was a very hard tkuf in his life the last few months, he was out of work and some other things happened, and it was a very, very hard tkufa, but he's never been as close to Hashem in his life as this tkufa. It brought him to a certain place of reaching deep inside of himself to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to daven, to strengthen his learning and his amunah. So we have to thank Hashem. Yesh gam lahodes l'Hashem al atzar ha'yisurim shem elu shegarmu lo lavo lishpach sicha lefnei Hashem. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, I this is hard for me, and if there are other ways that I could be brought around, I would appreciate other ways to bring me around. But if not for this tsar, if not for the tsar that I'm going through now in my life, I would never have come to talk to you. And we know that in our own lives, and we know many people like that. If not for the challenges and difficulties that they have, they would just go on as clueless little campers, very, very shallow, very superficial, which is a main problem of our generation, which is we don't want to talk about this. Should never ever be any kedrugim because we want that everybody should have good, happy, and easy lives. But the truth is that our generation is very pampered and has had for the most part, very, very good. Life has been relatively, compared to our ancestors, very, very, very easy lives, and that's great. But there's a price that's been paid, and the price is a shallowness, a lack of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What we spoke about from the very beginning of this parak, that the highest tefillah to Hashem is tefillah la'ani, the davening of a poor person. But when you have people who are not poor, and they feel that they have everything. And on top of that, there's also a feeling of entitlement. So then davening becomes very hard. It's very hard to have a relationship. There needs to be a vulnerability. When you want to have a relationship with somebody and that person is invincible, it's very hard to have a relationship with invincible people. They're good for like to have on comic books and stuff, you know, like superheroes. But as husbands and friends, invincibility is not one of the things you're looking for on the resume, you know? Invincibility is not a good thing. Vulnerability, humility, and these are qualities that are not easy to find in Tavshin Pei Beis, because the generation is a very, very, is a generation of entitlement. And Hashem has had Rachmanis on us since the war. Life has become a lot easier, thank God. But with that easier life, there are people I spoke about this past Shabbos. There are B'nai Merari, that's what I was talking about on Shabbos, that are bitter, and who have much better lives than our parents and grandparents could ever have imagined. Much easier lives than our grandparents could have ever imagined, or parents could ever imagine. And still, they're B'nai Merari, they're bitter. They're bitter. They feel that God hasn't treated them right. They feel that the world is against them. the way somebody described to me that they have like this target thing on them, their whole lives they're walking around with like a bullseye on them. And when you ask like, what, why do you feel that way? It just doesn't sound like it warrants such a such an extreme feeling. And then the question is, what do you do with those feelings? So one thing you could consider doing is getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not often the first choice. But Yesh Gam Lahodis Lashem Alatzar Al Yisurim Shehem Eilu Shagam Lo Lavav Lishpach Sichu Lefnei Hashem. Sometimes you have a couple that they were making believe that they were happy for 5 years, 10 years, and then something happens and they finally admit to themselves and to each other that we're miserable, we're not happy. But that's the beginning of their happiness. Because then if they do something about that and they try to get help and they work on their relationship, so then that's the beginning of their happiness. The moment that they acknowledge that they were unhappy and they were able to be honest about that honest about their unhappiness and even yell and fight and scream about their unhappiness, there's now the possibility of being happy. So that's why Yesh Gam Lahodis Lashem Al Hatzar Al Yisurim Shem Elu Shagom Lalova V'Lishpach Sichel Lefnei Hashem. If not for this difficulty that I've had in my life, if not for that crisis that this husband and wife had in their lives, they never would have gone for help. And they would have gone through life, you know, just being, you know, unhappy and making believe, and now they could actually become happy. So they can be grateful for the unhappiness that they experienced. They can be grateful for that. Because if not for this tsar that I'm going through, if I wouldn't have lost my job, then I could have gone for the next 30 years being wealthy and having everything and never coming to talk to you. Never having a connection to Hashem. And I don't have to remind you, you know that the Nachas, the snake in Gan Eden, was given all the food that it wanted, and Hashem just said, get lost. That's basically what happened. That's what the Rebbe Bunim from Shishrik explains, a very famous teaching, that it says in the Torah, that you're going to crawl on your belly, and you're going to eat the dirt. That's what you're going to be eating. So the Rebbe Bunim said, it seems like a gevaldige bracha, because he never has to worry about his food. He has all that he needs. So the Rebbe Bunim said that the biggest sorrow that a person could ever have is not to need anything. Because if you don't need anything, then you also don't need a Kadosh Baruch. That's the nature of a human being. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's the human nature. So Hashem, the greatest curse that Hashem gave to the snake was, go take whatever you need, here it is, and get lost. And the snake went for it. The snake has that and doesn't bother with Hashem. The snake has all that it wants, just crawling on the ground. It gets what it wants. So there's something to be grateful for when we don't have what we want. To be grateful for that as well. Who knows if not for this particular tzara, if not for this difficulty, who knows if I would have ever come to you, Hashem. If I would have ever come to you, and if I would have ever done tshuva. So he brings a very strong teaching from the Beis HaMedrash of Eliyahu Navi. Mizaloshen Tana Deve Eliyahu. Kumi Roni Balaila. So it says in Eicha, the Navi says, Kumi Roni Balaila, to get up and to sing in the night. Kumi Roni Balaila. Ein Roni Yizu, Ella Hodas HaYisurin. It's a fascinating term that you don't find really other places in Chazal. What does it mean, Roni Balaila? Laila implies that it's a time of darkness and difficulties. That's Laila. So Kumi Roni Balaila. We were talking about a little bit last week, Dinin of Chatzais, Tikkun Chatzais, and breaking that darkness. So the Navi says, Kumi Roni Balaila L'Reish HaShemuris, to get up and to sing, to express, to sing with gratitude in the night. So the Tana Eliyahu calls this Ella Hoda'as HaYisurim. It means thanking Hashem for the night that I'm going through. Kumironi Balaila is a way of saying, sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in gratitude for the night that you're going through. Not just at night, but for the night. Kumironi Balaila. Literally, of course, it means in the night. But it means the night that you're experiencing. Kumironi Balaila. It doesn't have to be dark out. It doesn't have to be at night. It's right now is Laila. So Kumironi Balaila. Ella Hodas HaYisurim. Thank Hashem even for the Yisurim that you're experiencing. For the suffering of the difficulties that you experience. Ketzad. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Ketzad. Oysa Adam Kol Ma'ashu Oysa. A person is living his life. Oysa Adam Kol Ma'ashu Oysa means he's living a life of being oblivious. Just Oysa Kol Ma'ashu Oysa. That's a way of saying like a life that's not particularly meaningful. Oysa Adam Kol Ma'ashu Oysa. How do you even translate that to English? A person does whatever he does. So that's a life just stop. You could do that with the Amikens system. Or Shaitel. Oysa Adam Kol Ma'ashu Oysa. Oysa Adam Kol Ma'ashu Oysa. But then something happened to stop to sort of interrupt the program of being Oysa Kol Ma'ashu Oysa. Wouldn't it be great to like name a shul like that? Kihilas oisim kol masha oisim. Kihil kadisha oisim kol masha oisim. It's like a whole gathering of chevra that are oisim kol masha oisim. Just that's the chevra. So the person is going in this way of oisim kol masha oisim. Uba'ol of Yisur, but unfortunately, there's only so long a person can get away with that. And something happens, uba'ol of Yisur, and there are difficulties. There's some Yisur. Yamud b'chatzi alayla. So this same person who until now is an Oysa Kol Ma'ashu Oysa member of that group, until now, but now something's wrong, God forbid, whatever, his kid's not well, panasa, something, whatever it is. So this person who until now is an Oysa Kol Ma'ashu Oysa guy is Yamud b'chatzi alayla. He gets up in the middle of the night. Again, the middle of the night here means not just midnight, it means in the night. It's the night that gets him up. Otherwise, he would be still sleeping. The night is what wakes him up. V'yishaba, v'yishabeach, v'yavarech, v'yoymem, v'yigdal, v'yikadish, l'shmoy, shamish omav v'ahar olam baruch hu. And he gets up to praise and to thank and to give glory to the one who said that the world should be, who created the world. Shnemar, as David HaMelech says, Chatzos Laila Okum Lahoides Lacha. Chatzos Laila, at midnight, I get up to thank you. And the way that Tanya Gliel was understanding this is that because of this midnight that I'm experiencing, because of this difficulty in my life, that's what led me to getting up and speaking to you and to give thanks to you. And I'm thanking you for that. I'm thanking you for waking me up. Therefore, a person should know that when going through difficulties, the taiva is for your good, it's for our good. To rescue everything that he's done in his life. Because otherwise his life could be just, he could live his entire life with no meaning, with nothing. Therefore, lo yoma beliba, this is to prevent a person from living his entire life with the following way of thinking. Ani, me, tzaddik ani. I'm a tzaddik. Yosho ani. I'm a yosho, I'm straight. Gam chasadim ani. I'm honest. I'm a Baal Tzedakah. Alai yaviyu yisur. A person like myself, I'm like Eev. A person like myself, like Eev, should have to go through yisur. And the answer is, if you look at Eev, he didn't have to go through yisur. But this person feels alai yaviyu yisur. I'm such a person like myself, a tzaddik, a yosha, a gomel chesed. Alay yavi yisurim. Va'al di yadaber diburim. Stop with this kind of diburim, with these words. Al yadaber diburim. Al yadaber diburim. Al yistakel odam ba'atzim. But rather, look into yourself. Look into yourself. Yistakel odam ba'atzim. The idea la'atzmo, and inform yourself, remind yourself. Shaloi lo shum adam noise HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not noise upon him to anyone. Meaning that Hashem has a cheshbon with everybody. He's not noise upon him. He doesn't, if there are things in your life that haven't yet been resolved, they need to be resolved. And Hashem is not noise upon him. It's not a free ride. I was talking about this Shabbos, Parshas Noso, the union of Yisa Hashem Pana Velecha, what that means. There is an Asiyas Pana Yisrael, but it's only, we were learning about how it's in response to a certain type of a person and a certain way of behaving. I can go with that right now. But the Medrash here says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, and if you're going through some Yisurim, then come talk to him. Whatever it is, you're going through something. It's not just to let you go with that stam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he has different ways of communicating to us how we need to think about more important things in life. And we need to change from being in that program of Oysa Adam Kol Masha Oysa. And sometimes there's a night that comes into a person's life and interrupts that Oysa Kol Masha Oysa. And the tachlis of that is not, God forbid, to hurt you. The tachlis is not to hurt us, to punish us, is to make us suffer. The tachlis of that is to remind us that there's a tachlis in life and to make a cheshbon. And that don't live as a person that's Oysa Kol Masha Oysa. It's not a way for a Jew to live, Oysa Kol Masha Oysa. So sometimes Hashem puts a stop, he interrupts the Oysa Kol Masha Oysa, and no, you're not going to just go on living and doing whatever you were doing. You think you're going to go on doing whatever you were doing, you're not going to go on doing whatever you're doing, because Hashem just gives a little bit of a snap of his fingers, and then you're not able to do whatever you were doing, for whatever reason. You can't afford to, or you don't have the health to, or you can't, you're so depressed you can't get yourself out of bed in the morning, God forbid. And you're not able to do Kol Masha Oysa. So, for this too, we have to thank Hashem for interrupting the Hashem. I want to help you. I want to thank you for helping me become a person that's not just Stam living. I'm no longer a person that's Oysa Kol Masha Oysa. Not just Oysa Kol Masha Oysa. Somebody introduced me a few weeks ago to a woman who had two children that died while lying. And she's not Oysa Kol Masha Oysa. I don't know what she was doing before that. I don't know. I just met her. But she's changing the world, this person. She made a choice. She either never to get out of bed. Kamarati, I'm done. People sometimes make that choice. I can't blame them. Or she can get out of bed and to do what she can to help other kids, and that's what she's doing. I know a little about my wife. Told me about her. She's a very heroic person. That's not what I'm talking about. She's a great person, and she made that decision. And no one could ever say, I'm grateful for losing my children. Chas v'chalila. No one's grateful for losing a child. Chas v'shalom. But she's grateful that in the aftermath of that, or as a result of that suffering, that her life has become something unbelievably important and meaningful that it apparently, I don't know what it was before, but it wasn't the same. Not that she's, God forbid, nobody should ever go through suffering, God. But what she did with it, what she did with it, and for that she's grateful. And she recognizes, that's what she was saying to me, that if not for this, then her life would be very different. She shouldn't know from it, but if not for this, her life would be very different. What everybody has to go through in this world. So this is what it says in Tanit Eliyahu. Yadilas moshlol shum odom naisa kashu b'vapanim kashu miyasran inu miyasran elamita. Claim elahavim elahemes. If a person is going through difficulties, it's because Hashem is bringing that person to the truth, to the truth, to be brought to the truth. Why is it that Hashem couldn't find a more pleasant way to bring me to the truth? First of all, we don't even know that. We don't know any of those things. Rabbi Nachman said that Hashem begins by whispering in a person's ear, and if you don't hear, then he speaks loudly, then he screams into your ear, and if you don't hear, he kicks you in the stomach. So we think that we could have been brought like in a much gentler way. There are thousands of things that we've seen in our lives. That doesn't mean it changed us at all. But yet we can still say to Hashem, I wouldn't have done that to me, what you did to me. I wouldn't have done that. I would have started off by like something nice. And Hashem says, like, what? Okay, any suggestions? I'm open to suggestions. Yeah, I would have started off like by just showing me how I'm fortunate to have healthy family and healthy children. Hashem says, I gave you all that. And you can go like over a whole list. Hashem says, didn't change anything in you. So we might think that we have, I'm not going through the whole subject, obviously, of Tzadik Ra'ala, Rosh HaVatayvla, but a person, we think that if we'd be Hashem, we'd do it differently, and that it would have worked. It would have worked. Hashem still knows what works and what doesn't work. Whether we make it work is a matter of our bechira. We don't know why Hashem has made, why there are people that go through such sorrows, they have to go through these things. But one thing is, it's not our inyan to try to understand how Hashem does these things. We can never understand that. The only question you ask yourself is, what do I make out of this? What can I do with this difficulty? How can I change my life and other people's lives? I know so many chevra over the years that I've met that were stuck on drugs and stuff. And then when they got out of it and they fought against it, they became unbelievable people to help other chevra to deal with these things. And they look back on what they went through. Instead of saying it was just suffering, they say, okay, but I'm going, what could I do? How can I change things? How can I help other people? It's unbelievable. Great things that people are doing. But when Hashem is a miyasan, is el la mita, lahavim el ha-emes, the person to come to the emes, to the truth. Lahavim el ha-emes, shenema, yadatim, levechi Hashem, ki kashi yasir, yishas b'doi, Hashem lekech miyasrek, it says a pasuk, that you should know that the same way that a father disciplines a child, it's not to punish, to torture, it's to bring him to bring him, not all father people are not well. But Hashem, obviously, we're talking about a father who's miyasir his child. Miyasir is a lashon of mus, to teach, to discipline him, to bring him to the emes of who he could be. Umavur, so the Mechaber explains. So that was the lashon of Tanit Eliyahu. Umavur said, Sarach Adam l'shabeach as Hashem is bar. What we're seeing here is that the person should also thank Hashem. Even for the tzaros and the yisurim, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other choice is you could be just a ben merari, just an angry, bitter person. Or you could thank Hashem and ask Hashem, okay, you brought me to this point, you interrupted my oisa komasha oisa, and I'm no longer taking life for granted. Help me to understand what is it you want of me? What is it you want? What can I do? Hareini Hashem Dakech. I'm Dani. Amitecha. Hareini Hashem Dakech. Show me the way that you want me to be. Teach me the truth that I should be able to do. That I should be able to to come to this emes that you want me to come to. A person can say, right now it's just hurting me, and I don't see any possible good in any of this. It's just hurting. How could there be any good in what I'm going through? I don't see it. I don't understand it. But I believe that you're bringing me to something that's emes dikemes. And that's very, very, very great. I just don't know what it is. So in his bodhis, he talked to Hashem and asked him to show me. I don't know what that is. To help me to see it. How is it that I could become more of an emes dikemes person? What is it that you want from me? I don't know. There's a story that I think the Rebbe Rabbanim Shishcha told before he was nifter. I don't remember the whole story right now. But I remember the basic thing was that there was a Yid, and I remember that it said in the Sefer that I saw this many years ago, that the Rebbe Rabbanim Shishcha said this a short time before he was nifter. That there was a Yid the Cossacks got this guy, and they were yelling at him in Russian or Ukrainian, which he didn't speak. They were yelling at him something, and he thought they were telling him to sing. He didn't understand the Ukrainian, whatever what they were talking over the other Cossacks, Russian. And he thought, he only spoke Yiddish or whatever. He didn't know what they were saying. But he thought they were saying to sing. So he started to sing all niggas. That made them totally crazy. So whatever they were beating him before that, they now gave him like twice as hard, beating him up. And as he was lying there dying, the Rebbe Abunim said, his last words were, I think they want a different niggin. I mean, they didn't like that song. It's a very deep story, everything that came from the Rebbe Abunim's mouth. It's like, I think they don't like that song. Like, he didn't get them, at the end, he just, with that mistake in mind, that's how he left the world. Must be, I have to change my niggin. And the chassidim talk about what that means. What does that mean? But when a person goes through difficulties, it could be that for the first time in his life, he starts to think, maybe I need to sing a different niggin. Maybe I'm singing the wrong tune. Or maybe I shouldn't be singing this at all. But it could be I'm singing, but I have the wrong niggin. It's the wrong niggin. Got to figure out the right niggin. And until you have that difficulty, you're just singing, just going around singing that song. So we have to be grateful. Because Baruch Hu, you're teaching me that I need to change my niggin or adjust, make some adjustments in my song or whatever. And I have to ask you for help because I don't know in what way, but I'll try. I'll try. And sometimes, it's like one of the last things if anybody likes to hear when they're going through difficulties, it should be a kapara. That's like the worst thing to hear. I say, yeah, you should have such kaparas like I have. But there is truth to that as well. But the kapara shouldn't be just, the reason people get so angry about that, feel upset when they hear that is because they feel that you're saying that I'm being punished for something that I did that's bad, and that's why it should be a kapara for me. And people get very, very touchy about any criticism that, why would you think I need such a kapara? So you have to always be careful when you use that. But it means something much deeper than that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're being punished. But it means that you're being given an opportunity to come to something higher. Not to say punishment. But there's something else also. There, the Tanna Vilayo is explaining more of this pasuk Navi that we're talking about. But Tzahir Chaftali, remember that looking for something positive in the tzar, in the difficult situation you're in, thanking Hashem for in this tzar something good is coming. That's what we've been talking about the past few weeks. That in the tzar to try to find that nekuda of ar. So what we're talking about now is that because of this difficulty, I have found you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in my life. And I'm connecting back to you. And I'm making my life is becoming more meaningful. So that's a harchava. That's a tzar chaftali. That you found in that tzar you found a certain harchav. You found a certain harchav, an opening, something bigger that came from this side. And he writes something else there. Chayev Adam Shivarach Vishabech Vyafar Vyramil Kashboru Al Kalma Shabos Lo Adam Ben Tavis Ben Ros. So you know, we taught that a person should thank and praise Hashem for everything that happens to him in his life, whether it's good, whether he sees it as good, or he sees it as something which is bad. Okay, so an example. Pogaboy Ari. Let's say you happen to be minding your own business and you bump into a lion. Pogaboy Ari. And you had a mazel that the lion that you met wasn't hungry and he didn't eat you. Should give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch. So again, a more cynical person would say, so if you really want to be nice to me, like, why couldn't I meet my friend instead of, you know, a lion? That cynicism is very, very destructive. We believe in Hashem. We believe that everything is Hashgacha Pratis, and we believe that Hashem knows what he's doing, and that you needed to have that scary experience of this lion. Or whatever the modern day equivalent would be. We don't usually bump into lions on the street. So whatever the modern day equivalent would be of meeting up with a lion somewhere. It could be your mother-in-law, whatever it is. So Yivarach v'shabeach l'shmai shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was not said for people who don't have a sense of humor. I've discovered many, many years ago that when you talk in public that they're bound to be in the population of listeners, there are bound to be at least a couple who don't have a sense of humor. So that was only for the people who have a sense of humor. For those who don't have a sense of humor, I'm very, very appreciative of my mother-in-law, Allah Shalom. All of us need to be appreciative of the wonderful mothers-in-law that we have. For those who have a sense of humor, it's the modern-day equivalent, potentially, of a lion. You weren't eaten alive by the lion. It's getting to sound better, no? It's like to sound logish, right? You weren't eaten alive. You weren't eaten up by the lion. Yivarach v'shabeach l'shmos Kadosh Baruch Hu. You give thanks to Hashem. If you have the schus to especially with the Sfaradim b'chlab of the Taimanim. So, you know, there was a Taimani that was doing some work in the house and like something went wrong or he hurt himself. It was Yishtabach Shemol. So sweet how they say it. Yishtabach Shemol. A guy's bleeding all over. Yishtabach Shemol. It's very strong over there. The moon is very strong. Yishabech l'shmos Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar la'ari ha'yimazuman. Could very well be that you were holding by being eaten by this animal, and that you're not on a madrega that you should have been spared. And yishabech l'shmos Kadosh Baruch Hu. And thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar la'ari ha'yimazuman. V'chassol of Kadosh Baruch Hu le'achla. And then Hashem Yisbarach wanted to just give you a scare. Le'achla. So therefore, the lion went on to something else. Didn't do that. But to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, you could be cynical and say, this is what Hashem does, that he brought this. Again, all the B'nai Merari would say, this is my life, this is the story of my life. Everywhere I go, I meet lions. That's B'nai Merari. Bitter people, angry people, that's how they talk. But people who are filled with emunah and love of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they speak in this way. They say, Yishtabach Shemo. That the lion didn't harm me. He called kites b'mokum bosav, like he called b'mokum gidim batzomas. If a person got wounded by a thorn or something sharp, but at least it happened in a place that was, you know, was fat, or just fleshy, because it wasn't where there was a vein, or something that could have been dangerous. Yivarach v'shabach l'shmoy shakash baruch u'shle, he called b'mokum gid v'atzom. Has that sham that I was injured, but the injury could have been in a place that could have opened an artery, God forbid, something. So thank God I was hurt in this place that the Shkavela. Not so terrible. So this is all part of that Tanav Eliyahu. These are all just siurim of how a mammon can live, and what this, and also how to be grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu even for the tzar, for the yisurim, for the difficulties of life. So he explains, k'shetesboinein, k'shetestakel ala tachlis. When a person remembers what's the tachlis. Now, if you're oisa komasha oisa, then you don't remember what the tachlis is. The tachlis is to be a mammon b'Hashem, to be dovak b'Hashem. That's the tachlis of our lives. That's the tachlis. To be dvukim b'Hashem, and to come to the next world, and to be able to be nanami ozi v'ashkim. That's the tachlis of our lives. K'shetestakel ala tachlis, when a person looks at the tachlis, in other words, even though this hurts, I mentioned many times over the years, it says in the Qur'an, Rabbi Nachman said that the teva of a person is that when something hurts him, he closes his eyes, right? When you feel pain. So Rabbi Nachman said that when you're trying to look at something that's far away, you have to focus your eyes, you close your eyes, you know, you squint to see something further away. And that's why when a person is going through difficulties, when a person feels pain, so he wants to be able to, he needs to be able to see further away what the tachlis is of this pain. If you just get lost in the pain, it's going to make you miserable. But if you squint, meaning if you try to say Kriya Shema, you try to see further to the tachlis. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? So when you want to focus on something that's further away, you have to squint to close your eyes, because when it's right next to you, you see it. But when you have to be focused, you close your eyes. So when you're feeling some difficulty, or God forbid something hurts, you close your eyes, you instinctively close your eyes because you're trying to focus on the tachlis. Is this pain is hurting me? And if I get stuck in this, then I become angry and bitter. But if I'm able to try to see further away, that's why you close your eyes to stay, be focused and to see the tachlis. The tachlis is not this world. The tachlis is not this world. And to see further. So you'd be able to be meshavech, mefar lakash baruch, to be grateful to Hashem. But you have to be able to see further. There was my son-in-law Binyamin told over on Shulis a ma'isa from his grandfather, Murdik and ma'isa. Binyamin told me. I knew this Zaydi Tatfer Moshe, sweetest, holiest person. And he, without telling the whole story, but it was during the war, it was really not good. And it was in Hungary, and he came, he went there, he was able to get to the Satmar Rebbe, and there was a Shana Rabbah. He was by the Satmar Rebbe, a Shana Rabbah, I think he said, And it was really a very big Eis Tzara. The Germans things were winding down. And he was by the Satmar Rebbe. And the Satmar Rebbe was Bechias, big Bechias. And the Satmar Rebbe said a moshel of a father who's walking with his son. It's very, very far, very, very far. And the son keeps on asking, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get to the town? And he says, soon, soon, soon. And he keeps on going, when are we going to get to the town? It's very, very hard. The father himself was beginning to, when are we going to get to the town? He says, soon, soon. That's good. And finally, the Satmar Rebbe said that, oh, you see? And the boy looked up. He said, what? He said, you see, there's the Beis HaChaim, the cemetery. Now, the way they made all the towns in Europe was that the cemetery was always on the outskirts of the town. So he said, you see the cemetery? That means that after the cemetery is the town. That's what he said. And they were all crying. It's a mice. It's a murder of mice. The story. After the cemetery is the town. See, you know, you have a person that walks very far. And if you think that the end is the cemetery, that's bad. Because then you just can't go on. But if you believe that after the cemetery is the town, you keep on going. And when a person goes through difficulties, you have to be able to see that. You know, right now you just see the cemetery, but you have to believe that there's a town. It's not easy. We see it's called how what's the next yontif that's coming up is Tisha B'Av. So before Tisha B'Av, you have Shabbos Chazai. And Chazon means to have a vision, means to see, right? So they say that Baditshva Shusi only used to see the third base of Mikdash on Shabbos Chazai. He said that if you look carefully on Shabbos Chazai, the Baditshva said you could see the third base of Mikdash. So everybody's like, okay, he saw it. No, he saw the third base of Mikdash. But he was, that was, that's what he was saying. Nothing could have, should have been, whatever God did. That, my parents, my teachers, everything is Tisha B'Av. The whole world is Tisha B'Av. And there are other Jews that already on Shabbos Chazai, they already could see that there's going to be a Nachamu. They could see the city after the Beis HaChaim. Be able to see. That's, but the Chuvah was saying that he saw the third Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos Chazai. So everybody else is saying third Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? It's not even Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's like when Rabbi Akiva was standing there also, the Gemara says, the Makkos, they're sitting, everybody, the other Tanakh are crying, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. So he saw things differently. Because he saw after the Beis HaChaim. And you have to squint to see that. It's not obvious, it's not right in front of you, you have to squint. And we shouldn't think this is just about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and about Tisha B'Av and about the Holocaust. It's about me and you and our disappointments. Like something's going to happen to invariably to one of us or more today that's not the best thing. God forbid. Shouldn't be anything bad, but whatever. Whatever. You know? Whatever that is, at that moment, to squint, to try to see the tachlis. And then it's possible even to give Shevach Noida, Takash Baruch, that's what he's saying. Tovin Shashem is Baruch, Os Imcha, Shnei Chasod. I'm sorry, let me read the last line. Shedizbani Shekistat Al Tachlis, Shehemun Etoi Bacha, Tovin Shashem is Baruch, Os Imcha, Shnei Chasod. Ha'achad, the two chasod, page Veshu Tes, two chasod, Ha'achad, Pigia Sa'arye, Garmelacha, Yerwe Tshuva, first of all, you got business with the lion, so you're thinking it caused you to have a hurry tshuva. Well, I gotta, why did this happen to me? I have to do tshuva, whatever. In addition to that, the fact that you were terrified, that fear of dying was a huge kapara and cleaned you and took away certain things that were on your record. It deleted some of the stuff on the record. Hashani. So that was all one. Hasheni, ha'ariyesh shalach kadosh baruch hu lohiko yischa. The ma'isa, the lion did not harm you. Shehu hitzil yischa mi'ariyesh shabikesh es nafshecha. Hashem saved you from this lion. Ki urak bikesh lasas itcha chesed. Ve'idilcha man nigzer lecha begilam asach. Hashem wanted to show you that you should know that you were at a point, you're at a point in your life where this could have happened to you, and this was brought to you to happen to you, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to try some new niggin in your life. And because of that, I took the line away. That you should do tshuva. Any yochel ishkoch as mashu shemati mechavrusa shali lefnei shonam rabbis. Because I can't forget something I heard from mechavrusa many years ago. Who igil a kollel sarv ma'id. He came into the kollel that day, and he was like a storm. He came in very emotional. Ruach saris chaylul abay. There was something happened. Aiz amamish la'achar chasna. So it was after his chasna, right after his chasna. The kollel pogeb amrechas hachutim shabdiroso. There was some electrical problem in the wires of his house. Right after he got married. Binishtifa Khalil and his whole place burned down. Huigila Beso, Bodak Manoisa Adayan Ba'ornachitsaini. He went into the apartment when he was able to see what was still in any closet. Rashukule Kharuch Vareach Nerva Kemian, he said everything was burnt and a terrible smell. Omad Lizgo Isai, and he was closing the closet, Vainov Malu Demos, and his eyes filled with tears. Was Ramul Ainov Dav Geniza, Hayazad Daf Akaila Seda Kaparis, Hayacharuch Bikal Sadada. He saw a page from the Kaparis, from the Seder of Kaparis, from Erev Yom Kippur. You saw a page that was singed on all sides, and it was Kaparis. Sheikh Chorob called Stodder, Achnoisu Bahar Milim, Zeis Khalifasi, Zeis Timrasi, and Zeis Karasi Skir. It's a crazy story. All the rest of the page was burnt, except for the words, Zeis Khalifasi, Zeis Timrasi, Zeis Kaparasi. In other words, this is what was burned instead of me. Zeis Khalifasi, like we say to the chicken. Zeis Khalifasi, Zeis Timrasi, Zeis Kaparasi. So the chicken, you're going to get shechted, and I should have a good, healthy year. So this guy, his house burns down. Nobody, thank God, was hurt, and he finds a piece of paper in the closet, and all the thing that's all burnt to kaparas, except for those words. Another person would say, even my siddur was destroyed. The B'nai Merari? Yeah. Even my siddur, I got this from my missus, my siddur from my grandfather, it's my favorite siddur. You couldn't, and it has your name in it. You couldn't prevent this. Everything is lost. Even the siddur was destroyed. What the Chavrusa is saying is that the Baruch Hashem gave me back my life. Thank God everybody's okay. Is that Chalifazi? That's Moses Zekabras. Okay, you don't always get a message so clear like that. He cried like a little kid. He turned his eyes and he said, you burnt my whole apartment, my house, I have nothing. But you said something to me. You told me that what should have happened was I should have been burned with this apartment. What could have happened? What the gzera was, and that you saved me from death. So I want to thank you, Hashem, for everything. I want to thank you that I believe in this, that you helped me to be a person that believes in this. To understand, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is latav of it, it's for the good. Yigamzu latav, that this also is latav. Okay, ending on a good note, we continue.